Welcome to the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast, your resource for building the photography business of your dreams. This is Shamira Young, bringing you tips, business strategies, and interviews with award-winning photographers. We're all in this together. Let's get to the good stuff. Hey everybody, Shamira Young here, bringing you a marketing moment episode that focuses on, you guessed it, marketing. So marketing is something we should be constantly doing for our photography businesses, which is why I wanted to bring you a bite-sized, super actionable marketing tip that you can hopefully incorporate into your business. So I asked my previous guest from the previous episode what they're doing to market their business this week, and they shared what's working for them. So let's get right into the marketing moment. What is one actionable item that photographers can do this week to market their business?
Okay, two things. So you said one, but if you already have a client base, what I have found is 90% of the people that I work with and my friends that in my local associations, and I'll ask them, do you have a contact list with all of your clients' information? And do you use it? And they all kind of sheepishly kind of duck their heads down and say, no. So gathering all the information you can and getting a contact list in a form that then you can take to things like MailChimp. I'm an Apple girl, so I have mine in the contacts, the actual contacts. And then you can market to them and include every client that you meet with, get their full contact information, not just email, not just phone number, but addresses, ages of kids, birthdays, anniversaries. Because for me in this last couple years that I've been doing a lot of more marketing, my coaching, I've been able to see what comes to me organically. And I've actually been kind of surprised at how much I get referrals or repeat business now at this point in my life. And part of that is because I use that contact list. I send holiday greetings. You know, I stay in touch with my clients. And there's like dozens of other things you can use. So the people in this industry that I've known for 36 years, if they haven't retired or died or moved away, if they're still actively in business, they're people that build relationships and continue to use their contact list, which A, B, that's another reason to do the in-person sales, because you build that connection.
And before you get to your second point, just to co-sign that first point, I can't remember the stat, but it is astoundingly much easier to get someone who's already done business with you to do business with you again.
Yes.
So marketing with people who already know you and trust you and hopefully like you. It's easier to do repeat business with them.
Yes. That wedding that I did in Hawaii last August, I'd been photographing in this family since the bride was seven.
Wow.
And now she's pregnant. So, so second one is one of the other fantastic ways to grow your business is to create alliances of like-minded businesses that have the same target client that we talked about earlier. So sitting down, you know, this week and researching and making a contact list of people in your specialty that you can find ways to connect with, make friends with. If you're a wedding photographer, it's easy as pie. That's how I completely built my wedding business and kept growing it, was the relationships that I had with other vendors.
So just to get some ideas out there for our listeners. So using wedding photography as an example, you have the florists, you have the venue, for example,
cake baker, DJ, florist, caterer, jewelry, bridal shops, tons of things.
That's huge.
What I would do at every wedding that I did, first of all, I would try to find out who the vendor was in advance, mm-hmm. and give them a call, check in. I would photograph their product, and then I would send them a little stand-up folio with 4 to 8 photographs, wow. with my name on the folder. Mm-hmm. And then also, if I liked working with them, the next 3 brides I talked to, I would make sure that I referred them to, you know, if it was somebody new, I'd say, oh, I love so-and-so florist, and I just worked with this new one, and she was awesome also. So I was constantly giving leads out.
And then they love you forever.
I did bridal shows more to schmooze vendors and get to know who's who in the industry.
Oh.
And actually booking. I'd book like 4 weddings.
Yeah.
But I would wander the show. I would schmooze. I had a chair for them to come sit when they're tired. You know, that was a biggie.
Now that's interesting. That's the first I've heard of that. That's really cool.
Sales is my superpower. And the other thing is, whenever I had a lead, even if I was booked, I would say, so I'm really sad that we can't work together. But let me ask you, are you still looking for, you know, florist or DJ or anything? Can I help you with that?
Nice. So
I become the trusted advisor that then they're going to refer me later, which would happen frequently. And then they would call these people and say, Lucy Dumas referred you to me.
No kidding.
It was the easiest thing in the world to market weddings for me, because I'm a natural community builder.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give one more. I know we're running out of time, but
go for it.
If you haven't seen Bravo TV, Sell It Like Sirhan. It's I don't know his first name, but Sirhan sells real estate. He's like multi-million dollar properties in New York, and he's very successful. So he goes into businesses and he teaches people who are terrible salespeople how to sell. And each one of the episodes is like a masterclass in selling. So that's your homework, everybody listening. Get it online, sign up just for a month for something, you know, with your cable so that you can get Bravo TV, whatever you need to do. I especially liked a recent one that was, they sold like body scrubs and lotions.
Mm-hmm.
And it just watching this cocoon, fear-based, shy person blossom like a butterfly. And all the things that went into doing that was just amazing to watch. So,
well, give us the name of that show one more time.
Selling It Like Sirhan, Sirhant.
Okay.
And it's Bravo TV.
Interesting. All right. Awesome. Plug for Bravo.
Yeah.
How cool.
I also like The Prophet, but that's more about running a business. This is specifically how to be a great salesperson.
Excellent. If you're enjoying this podcast, I ask that you please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast and search rankings. We want to reach as many people as possible and help improve our photo industry. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening.